The following is Jeff Stefkin's talk, designing mobile apps for enterprise use from UX Thursday Chicago. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information and for future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
So I work at SuperConnect, and we're a little bit different than the rest of these guys over here. So I'm just going to take a moment to just talk about SuperConnect. We're just a small startup. We started in April of 2012, and we're focused on enterprise apps. And our focus within that is mobile productivity and learning. We've kind of shifted from the mobile productivity side, and we're really focused on corporate learning at this point. So entering a really interesting space. We have three apps right now. One is our flagship app that's called M-Level, and it's basically creating games for casual learning within the enterprise. So it's kind of an interesting approach. Our Connections app is our mobile productivity and directory app. We also have an app out on the App Store called Scheduler, and it lets you do some calendaring things from your iPhone with Outlook. It hooks up with Outlook. It's kind of cool. Some of our clients include Advocate Healthcare and AT&T, and we're just getting started, so we've got a lot more to offer. And we do a lot of blogging, so check us out at superconnect.com. Check out our blog site. So let's talk about the enterprise, and I'll just do a quick audience poll here. How many people actually know what the enterprise is or have worked for an enterprise? Okay, so maybe half. And then out of those groups, how many have designed an application for the enterprise? Okay, and then how many have designed mobile apps for enterprise? Okay, so hands went down a little bit. How many people are hungry and want to go to lunch? Okay, me too, so I'll try and hurry up. So what is the enterprise? Well, the first thing you think of, well, it might be Star Trek, but I always preferred Star Wars myself. But just the first three, not the last three. But seriously, in reality, we use enterprise mobility to redefine how employees find and access information and how employees in the field can easily complete work tasks when they're away from their desks. So let's talk about understanding the enterprise a little bit better and how it's set up. So I like to refer to it as the 800-pound gorilla because it's so huge and finding the right information within that big hairy beast can be challenging for workers. So you can see typically an enterprise corporation is distributed geographically all over the place, probably globally at some point. They're decentralized, distributed. They've got different business units that like different kinds of bananas. They got a lot of authority and power within those silos. So you can kind of take that as a way as, you know, they like to use different tools. So it's always kind of hard to gather which tools you can use and which tools you can't. And when you're finding information, which tools you can access. But today, the smarter enterprises are realizing, you know, mobility and cloud are really the solutions that will help them clear a lot of that stuff up. Having one place to store all of your data and one sort of authority here. So let's talk about system users. Typically, there's two types of system users in the enterprise. There's the end users who are using the app on the actual devices themselves. And then you have typically administrators or stakeholders who have back-end websites, mostly via, you know, like the web or desktop, possibly tablet. So major enterprise trends. One, obviously, is mobility, and it's really this paradigm shift of how people consume and find information. The second one is bring your own device, which is giving IT nightmares and fits, but it's really giving users control of how they access that information using their personal devices. And the next one is cloud and software as a solution. So we're a cloud company ourselves. Just makes it easier to go scalable and easier to implement, and basically just easier for people to bring it faster to their employees. One of the real big trends now, and it's a little bit controversial, is gamification. You know, people are using games and leaderboards and achievements to drive learning and performance. I'll show you some examples of what we're doing with gamification. It's mostly actually games for us and leaderboards. And then, of course, social media, basically just taking what's done on the consumer side and bringing it in-house and using some of those same patterns to facilitate communication and collaboration with internal teams and possibly external teams as well. So, unique challenges for the enterprise. I didn't wear my platform shoes today. I didn't want to upstage Will because I know he's got some really cool shoes. So I'll talk about three that I'm familiar with that I've used in the past. The first one is HTML5, typically easier, cheaper, faster to use and develop because it's using technologies that are existing. A lot of people know it. There's a lot of people out there that do this kind of stuff. In the past, we've actually taken some of our native iOS stuff and done some HTML5 embedding within it, which allowed us to get a lot of those features in really fast and sort of iterate. And then if we decided we wanted to do all native on that later, we could. Another type would be just actually doing native apps themselves. And, you know, it gives you a little bit more power to the device-specific controls themselves. It lets you use things like GPS, accelerometer. Some of these things, you know, HTML5 can do, but maybe not as powerful. The real plus that you get using native apps in the enterprise environment is the built-in security on the OS plan, the offline storage, because a lot of people want to do things offline, which you can't typically do with just HTML apps. And this is an example of our Connections app. So each of these is, we've done Android, we've done iOS, we've done Windows Phone 8 even. And really, we did it for this one because of the security benefits and the offline capabilities. So the last one I'll talk about is mobile enterprise app platforms. Those are the MEAPs. And what they do is they allow you to develop one code base, basically, and deploy it to all kinds of different environments. Some of the more popular ones are Sybase, PhoneGap, jQuery Mobile, AppCelerator. We're actually using one called Unity for our gaming platform, which is M-Level, so it's a little bit different. But you can see this kind of allows us to publish to iOS, Android, and the web. And I think Unity is coming out with Windows Phone 8 soon. So gives us a way to sort of maintain one code base and go to all of these platforms, which is really cool. So some of the takeaways. Choose a platform that fits your need. Use consistent layouts across the platforms when you can, but you know, also use the platform-specific UX patterns so that people are familiar with those. Test your apps on as many versions of the OS and devices as possible, and then just be mindful of screen sizes and resolutions, especially with like Android devices come in so many shapes and sizes, so you want to test those out as well. So we'll talk about performance. Specifically on the back end, users won't always have a reliable connection. So you want to be mindful of how long some of the server actions take when you're talking about going to the server and bringing information back and how they're going to react. You also want to optimize that data so it's for mobile, so that's really fast and can integrate with a lot of the back-end systems that are existing. Some platform integration examples that I'll show here is incorporating some of the platform features like messaging, maps, camera, and then creating interfaces that are built for touch gestures. So my first example here in our Connections app, we actually can, I'll use this little pointer here, you can tap an address here if you look up somebody's profile. It'll take you within the app and use iOS's out-of-box mapping system. And if you want more information, you can kind of go over here and you can get information on directions and actually use the map itself, or the Maps app itself. Obviously, you probably want to make sure your users are upgraded from iOS 6, otherwise you might end up in Lake Michigan. So, an example for interfaces for touch gestures to enhance the appeal is, this is our gaming app here, and you can see